inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we check in on our greenhouse and also a preview of the upcoming harvest fair. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
How are things growing in your greenhouse this season?
Well, we had a two-week period there where they were really growing gangbusters there the first 2 weeks of August, and then that's just about stopped with the lack of light, cool temperatures. I mean, yesterday my greenhouse got up to 64 degrees. It's single-layer plastic, so it doesn't hold extra heat, but there isn't much heat to be held, unfortunately.
So are you basically giving up at this point?
Oh, heavens, no. No, you know me better than that. I mean, what I've been doing, though, is choosing triage, I guess you would call it, on the plants that, cucumbers, for example. I know that they are the most susceptible to the cool temperatures and lack of light. So some of those that haven't produced, I don't feel are going to produce unless a miracle happens next month. So I'm removing them, taking them out, and I had some broccoli seedlings that I was planning to put outdoors. So instead, where those cucumbers came out of my, and I've got garden beds in the greenhouse, I put some fertilizer in the holes and watered them in, planted the broccoli inside the greenhouse. And those, at least, they're tolerant of the cooler temperatures and lower light conditions. So I'm hoping it'll probably be October before I have broccoli, but I ate broccoli into December last year outdoors. I've got hopes.
Besides not being tolerant of the cool temperatures and the lower light, cucumbers, do they grow longer, too, or take longer to grow?
Not normally, no. I mean, given side-by-side... Again, and it definitely depends on variety this year. I had one variety that has produced well in the past called Muncher, and you know, this year, not so much. The other varieties are doing better. So they need more heat. And where tomatoes are hardier somewhat, I mean, they're both tropical plants or semi-tropical plants. But, you know, the tomatoes will survive these conditions and very, very slowly grow. And certainly they want to keep blooming. They try blooming because they're trying to reproduce, to set seeds. I mean, that's the way. They're an annual. So with tomatoes, same way. I've got a couple of some new varieties I tried this year. They have not set a single tomato on them. There are just barely a few flowers on them. They're coming out. And that's going to also give me better air circulation in the greenhouse in between those tomatoes that do have some green ones on them. And ventilation is the key at this point. So a fan inside the greenhouse to move the air within the greenhouse, as well as having open air able to come and go through those greenhouses, whether it be through screen doors or whatever we have, ventilation is the key. And removing yellowing foliage, so that, again, they, too, don't start a mildew process, which will then spread.
If you see new flowers beginning to form on your tomatoes, you just basically, you know, get rid of them? Is it too late for them to produce any fruit?
That's basically, yeah. I mean, again, I can't predict September and October weather, but normally by that time they are not going to form fruits, you know, be pollinated, form fruits, and ripen. So, yeah, I am starting to pinch off the flower buds, the topmost flower buds on the plants. And, again, trying to push the plant's energy into ripening what fruits they have.
Okay.
A little earlier than other years, but it is what it is.
And tell me about the harvest fair that's coming up this weekend.
Well, this has been ongoing now for, since 1993. So this is the Harvest Fair at the Community Garden out on Montana Creek. This is an opportunity for people all over Juneau, anybody, home gardeners as well as community gardeners, to enter their produce, their fruits, their berries, flowers, vegetables of various sorts, and harvest baskets, biggest zucchini, strange vegetables, and jams, jellies, that sort of thing, preserves too. So we will have judging. People can bring their exhibit items out to the garden from 9 to 11 to 10:15. We will be judging them until noon, and then after that, the fair is open. Folks will be able to come in, come close to see who's the winners, who's the good gardeners in town, of course. There's some bragging rights there, certainly.
Yeah.
There's going to be a farmer's market where folks can either donate produce, surplus produce, and as well as stuff that is grown out there, and usually some incredible carrots and potatoes and various greens and other stuff will be available for people to purchase. The proceeds go to the community garden for operation and maintenance out there. Food, there will be meals, hot meals available, which should be a good thing. Kids' activities and all the award ceremonies at 1, and we're all done at 1:30 and clearing it out. So I think fleece and rain gear are going to be the close for the day.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.